let's shift gears and talk to an old friend of ours. Because joining us right now on the ticket hotline, you might have heard him last week on the hard line, but since he's our friend, he's also said he'll join us. Joining us is current Lions head coach and former Cowboy tight end. It's Dan Campbell. Oh, good morning, coach.
Monty, Deej, appreciate you boys having me on. Pumped to speak to you this morning. Definitely would appreciate it more if you boys let me allow to speak. Spoke to the hard line last Friday. Bob filibustered me like I was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed being held at Guantanamo. I love you, Bob, but I appreciate it if you take a breath every once in a while. Heard you wouldn't even let Dejo speak with the goalie interview last week. What was with that? But thank you, boys, for having me on.
Yeah, no, always, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about your off season? We're just curious what you've been up to.
Yeah, Monto, the Navy had us out for a couple stints of Hell Week last week.
Okay.
Show this next generation of men how to prepare like a warrior. Shout out to our troops. Outside of that, I've been unplugged from all social media until I saw this recently. Saw that potato feller, Conor McGregor, trying to impress the lady by wearing a wiener weight. You see that, Monto?
We talked about that on air, yeah.
Yeah, we were caught up in that.
What the hell was that?
It was a wiener weight, like you said.
Hey. Hanging 2 pounds from his dong? Please, not impressive. That's not impressive. You know what it is impressive, though, is standing in front of your 53-man roster stacked and loaded with a 25-pounder racked up on your meat. Nothing's more inspirational to your troops, your warriors, than taking off your fatigue shaft out, hair salute in the sky, while you hang 45-pounders on each nut. That inspires confidence. That rallies the inner warrior in the man.
This is Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Man, you're such a motivator.
90 pounds combined. Jeez.
Talk about your mindset as a head coach for your Lions heading into the season.
Well, yeah, we got 15 or so days away from exiting the purgatory known as the NFL offseason. Lost a couple of our field generals in Aaron and Ben to clubs this offseason. What I'm most excited for is our soldiers on the battlefield of football. Real jacked for that sun god wide receiver we have, Raw. I'm jacked for that dumbass quarterback that doesn't know the sun or moon, but that dumb son of a bitch can tell down a distance. And that stone California slackjaw yokel can move the chains. Luckily, he's got enough brain cells for football, listening to commands and little else. Jared's got me real jacked for this upcoming season, boys.
Yeah, we can tell you're jacked up this morning even. So we know that you're a big fan of your young line, your pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson, who was injured last season in the game against the Cowboys. Can you talk about how his recovery is going?
Man, I'm most jacked for that boy. Aiden Hutch, competitive spirit of a mutant. He had his leg torn off from the bone on a play in Dallas last season. And this will tell you what kind of competitor Aiden is. His leg was back on the line of scrimmage, head in strung out on the wasteland. As bolts flew over in mid-play, he applied a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. He smeared his own blood over his eyes and chest and let out a war cry, summoning the devil himself. He and Beelzebub got up and finished the play, causing that coward, that quarterback, Crap Prescott, to cower like the little girl he is. Aiden forced him to lose the next 3 games and tap out of the rest of the season because he's a quitter.
What? No! No!
Oh,
no! You take back what you said about my quarterback.
Well, who in Satan's sphincter is this? Is this a playmaker?
You know who it is, Dan.
Yes, hey, it's a playmaker, man.
What's How are you doing, brother from another that is not my own?
I was doing pretty good until you said everything like that about Dak. You need to take that back!
All right, geez, calm down, Mike. For God's sakes.
I am calm. I am calm. And I respect everything you've done with the Lions, Dan. I really do.
Well, listen, Mike, there's not enough Viagra in this world that can make me more pumped to speak to you. I'm so pumped talking to you, I could split steel with this thing.
My man, Dan. My man. All right, man. You hang loose and get ready for the season, all right?
All right, Michael. I appreciate it.
I love you, man.
God, who knew Michael Irvin was going to show up out of nowhere?
I had no idea.
Wow, real jack to talk to Michael there. I'm like concrete downstairs right now.
Yeah, we could tell. You keep bringing it up.
Too much about your privates, Coach.
So your Lions fell short last season, though. If we can get back to football, what changes does your team need to face for this season and have some success?
Well, I'm pumped the holy hell for this upcoming season. As you said, Monto, we finished short of our goal. But let me tell you this season we're going to storm Normandy on every snap. We're not going to stop there. If my men are going to lay everything on the line, then I will too. I'm willing to do anything for this team to win. I'm willing to do anything for this team. I would tether my dignity to a runaway freight train as maggots march up and down my anus for this team to win, okay?
Oh, my God.
He is committed.
I'm going to swarm a caffeinated Tasmanian devils, reenact the French Revolution on my groin for this team to win.
What?
I would human centipede myself to Nickelback and Imagine Dragons for this team to win. But you know what? If it was easy for a team to win, anybody would do it. But we got to make those kind of changes, incremental or massive. Doesn't matter. You claw, you bleed, you grind. Just thinking about the grind gets me all jacked. Because work isn't supposed to be soft. It's not a pillow. It's a sledgehammer to the nads. Being hard is a mindset, okay? Get hard, stay hard. Spit on life until he backs you down. Because if you don't, you're just a tourist in the land of champions. Campbell out.
What? I don't understand any of what you just said. Did that get you jacked?
I'm ready to run through a wall for that guy. He talks about his privates a lot, though.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with
them. I guess I'm ready to hang an anvil for my nads, too.
45-pounder on each one.
Well, thanks a lot, Coach Dan Campbell. I didn't have the heart to tell him that some idiot thought Aiden Hutchinson was a linebacker.
Yeah, there's a little confusion there. I had to self-edit there. The act, but we'll ignore that. Otherwise, it was great to hear from Coach.
Yeah, he does always get us worked up. And thanks, to Michael Urban for randomly popping in. What a coincidence.